So I would never do a nightly rental in a place like this. That's just me. I understand everything that you're talking about.
Sure.
But the proximity and the challenge of managing that is you're going to have problems just because of what Dave said.
Sure. But I would argue we haven't yet. I have multiple nightly rentals with permanent neighbors, Dick and Dottie, Celeste, Roger.
We need to do our thing. Okay?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
We've got the motion. The second has been... The number two is, the conditional use will not endure the use and enjoyment of the property in the immediate vicinity. So I would say it would endure the use and enjoyment of other properties in the immediate vicinity would be my reasoning for that, which is noise.
Right. Well, and what I was going to finish with in my comments was... when I came on the board, we basically couldn't consider the neighborhood regs. Now, with the new guidelines, we can consider that. We don't have to follow it.
Well, you can't follow it. It can be part of your consideration.
Right.
It can be one more factor that...
Right. And that was
puts
gonna
an
be,
application
that was going to be my other factor was the fact that the neighborhood is trying to reduce, if not eliminate, the nightly rentals. So that's just where I'm at. I have no problem with. I'm a pretty good judge of character, and you guys are doing the best, better than some.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's true.
And also,
we wouldn't be here until 10 o'clock if this was an easy decision.
Sure.
It's fair.
It's 10:02, by the way. So does that give you enough?
No, I still don't understand how the new nightly rental is different than the old nightly rental. I mean, what in the new application caused it to be
the ability
denied?
To consider the
covenants.
The covenants, and in... And with the understanding of that, again, the enjoyment of the property for the owners in the immediate area would be endured based on this document.
Yeah,
and noise.
One thing about it, it could change the thing because it's a close decision. And if the trash don't go out on the right day, that could change the balance.
It could.
I'm serious. Because it's a fine line that you walk there. Because my family has always been, I'm pro for the owner having more rights than the neighbor.
Yep.
But on the other hand, you don't want to hurt the neighbors. So it's a fine line to walk.
May I comment?
Does that give?
I'm still lost. I mean, I don't know how the new nightly rental is different from the old one. If they were going to change the bedrooms, change the parking, repaint the house, tear out the driveway, make it half as big, I don't see a difference in one that's already approved and going to continue than a new one that was denied.
Okay, I'll try one more time, Scott. Okay, it's based on the consideration of the documents, which is new for us compared to prior. Okay, and we've had neighbors that have talked about the noise, which is what I've mentioned and brought up, and that it affects the enjoyment of your ownership of your home,
which is going to continue to do. I mean, that's what I don't.
The new one's not. Because we didn't have the ability to look at the association documents to take, not to make a decision on, but to consider. It's a new, that's why they come before us again. It's not a rubber stamp of the prior. So
right. Because you need to look at each plan individually and see if it's different.
And that's based on the feedback of the neighbors in this situation.
I mean, I'll put in just because of the CCRs if you want me to. But
now we've mentioned.
But I've also got the neighbors will be injured with the new nightly rental owner.
And noise concerns and feedback from that of the adjoining neighbors.
It was put in there because, as that man right over there said, it is a chance to correct if it becomes a problem.
Okay.
And then you guys have heard it, so you have an understanding when you go to Board of Adjustments how to address it with them and, you know, see how they respond to that.
Is that the appeals board? Is that what
you're upset with? And have you done that before, or you can get with Scott?
He has. Yeah. I have not. Yeah.
Okay. Of course, we'll listen back and write it down.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry to keep you 6 minutes past.
Is there any old or new business, Scott?
I do not have any.
Can I get a motion to adjourn? Motion.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Meeting adjourned.